Thousands of Afghan citizens fled the country in the weeks before the Taliban took control of the capital city of Kabul. Some have come to Connecticut. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke to one man who escaped from Afghanistan to West Haven 3 weeks ago. And a warning, this story contains details that may be difficult for some listeners to hear.
I meet a 32-year-old Afghan man in a Super 8 motel room where he's staying with his wife and 5 children. We step outside the motel to talk. He doesn't want us to use his name. He's worried for family and friends still in Afghanistan. We'll call him AA. He's from Kandahar. He worked for 6 years as a translator and a U.S. government contractor in Afghanistan.
Every day we're going and coming, so there was a lot of dangerous.
What kind of danger was there?
Yeah, there was a suicidal attacker, target killings. Some of our staff was killed by the Taliban. So they blast the army tank. All the American was killed by them, I see by myself. So I see the people, they shouting, my friend is killed by the attacker. So when we go there, we see our friend was died, killed. So that time we were afraid too much.
AA got an email from the U.S. government in July during the Islamic religious holiday of Eid. It said, leave Kandahar and come to the capital city of Kabul.
The Kabul way, that was a very dangerous way. The time I see the road was closed by the Taliban, so under the control of Taliban, the flight also was cancelled. After that, I put the, turbal. I put the hat on my head. After I go to the Kabul by road, all the children with me.
He finally got a ticket from Kabul to the U.S. military base at Fort Lee, Virginia.
8 days I stayed there. When they process my immigrant visa, they transfer me here. I told them that I like the Connecticut state. I like to go there.
Why did you decide to come to Connecticut?
Because one of my friends was living here from around 2 years. He told me that you can come here. I will find for you a job because you have a certificate, you have a degree, and you have experience.
AA's friend connected him with IRIS, Immigrant and Refugee Integration Services. They're a New Haven-based organization that's helped resettle thousands of people, many from Afghanistan. IRIS is helping him find permanent housing, find a job, and get his kids enrolled in school. What do you think about what's happening in Afghanistan right now?
Right now, when I reach here, Connecticut, I call to my friend, I call to my father, I call to my mother. Every day they are crying that all the cities, all whole the country under control of the Taliban. They told me that you can tell to the senator, maybe some big guy of the U.S. government, you tell them that please help us. Don't leave behind us. Please help us as soon as possible.
What do you hope for yourself and your family and your children for the future?
I hope so good now because I'm here, now I'm secure. So now I will make my plan. Which kind of job I will do here. My son will learn schools, they will study until the university. My family will be safe here, I will be safe here. I just hope like that. This is also now our country, not only the American country. This is also our land now. So I can do for my country as well as I can. So when I start my work, maybe I will start in some company. Maybe I will study more in this computer science. I'm just hope good, so good.
He says his biggest concern now is helping his friend, who also worked for the U.S. government, but is trapped along with thousands of other Afghan nationals who were waiting for visas. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.